This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Christian Crusaders radio and internet ministry. Summer is typically the season when we take vacations away from home. While these trips may be exciting, many things can go wrong along the way, causing us anxiety and angst. In today's program, we're going to talk about where to find protection for the journey. Please stay with us for our message, A Psalm for Travelers.
Today, we're going to take a look at a traveling song, Psalm 121. It offers us some wonderful words of assurance for our life journey, so I hope you'll stay with us. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you pray with me? O God, you are our help in ages past and our hope for years to come. Because of that, we praise you for your faithfulness and mercy, your presence and your promises. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray, amen. Our reading for today is Psalm 121, Song of Ascents. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Here ends our reading. Dear friends, a number of weeks ago, our church's prayer team held a prayer send-off for a missionary from our congregation who was headed to the Congo to do some work with Gideon's International. He described what the trip was going to be like. There were a lot of things that could go wrong, not to mention the challenge of life in the Congo these days with poverty and politics that are awry. It's pretty tense, I am told. I had been asked to give a devotion before the prayers for this faithful servant of Christ. And after hearing what he told us about what he was facing on his trip, I decided at the last moment to read Psalm 121 to the group. Here's the reason why. It's a traveler's psalm written for anxious servants of God who were on the road. And heaven knows, we've all experienced an anxious moment or two when we've headed out on a trip, haven't we? As you get into the car and you get ready to turn on the ignition and you fasten your seat belt, you wonder, will we get there safely and on time? Did I get the windows shut in the house? Is the car going to hold up? What's that funny noise I've never noticed before under the hood? What kind of weather will we be traveling in? What will the road be like with traffic? We have a little anxiety. Our song for today is called A Psalm of Ascents. It was for Israelites to sing as they set off for their annual pilgrimage up to Jerusalem, which was the high point of the country, for the worship festivals. I would invite you to use your imagination as we look at this psalm today and picture a family standing around with relatives outside of a home. They are about to leave on their pilgrimage, their trip, Perhaps the father of this departing family says, I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? There's a bit of anxiety being expressed in this first verse. They had to go through hill country, which had its dangers and various potholes, so to speak, along the way. Jesus talked about the Jericho Road, for instance, in the parable of the Good Samaritan. Those hills were filled with robbers. Those hills also had pagan shrines on top of them, where non-believers would turn to for help and good luck along life's way. And these pilgrims that were headed to Jerusalem might be tempted, when trouble hits, to turn to those for a little extra good luck, just in case, in times of trouble. And so the singer asks, who's going to help me along the way? Where does my help come from? And then he makes this marvelous faith statement. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. The Lord is going to help me, of course. He's made the heavens and the earth. The one who made everything in the world and also in the heavens is able to watch over me and care about me. The all-powerful Lord is so big, I can count on him. Perhaps as he thinks of the Lord, he's remembering amazing stories he learned as a child from the Torah about the Exodus, when God rescued his people from slavery in Egypt against all odds. Or perhaps he's thinking of the stories of how the 40 years of traveling in the wilderness towards a promised land, their Hebrew ancestors were watched over by God, who led them and provided for them and protected them along the way. Of course, you and I would, as followers of Jesus, remember the rescue that Jesus carried out for us at the cross to save us from sin and death and the power of the devil. And we'd look also at his continuing provision, his presence in our lives in the Holy Spirit, providing us with what we need along the way. But on we go with our song. Now the lines that follow this opening are words of assurance, probably spoken by someone else standing in that crowd, perhaps the grandfather or an elder. Maybe the family as a whole even recited it or sang it. As they're seeing them off, in answer to that question, they say, He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who watches over Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Where is the confidence to be found? God, He will not, he who keeps, he who watches. And then the tireless care and job description of God is pointed to. He watches, he keeps. It's used six times. Not only is this all-powerful God our creator, he is ever watching over us, they are reminded, these travelers. God never sleeps. The one who has had his eye on his people Israel over history never ever sleeps. I'm reminded of Elijah the prophet at a showdown at Mount Carmel with the priests of the Baal gods. And they're trying to get their gods to light sacrificial fire to prove their reality. And of course, the fire's not getting lit. And what does Elijah say to them? Oh, your gods must be asleep. You see, Israel's God never sleeps. He's always at full attention. And then our singers move from that thought to the Lord is your keeper. He moves us from nation now, the keeper of Israel, to the person, the individual. The one who watches Israel and never sleeps is your keeper. Therefore, I, belonging to God, can sleep knowing God never does. I'm never out of his sight. I can rest in God's tireless care because he never rests. It moves on. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day nor the moon by night. Describes God as our protector. As you walk through the heat of the desert, the cold of the night in the desert, as you're being struck by those, I will be your shade at your right hand, God promises. The right hand is a phrase that's used to describe the champion who comes alongside you. I will be there for you and be your shade. I was recently on a walk with my new grandson, Henry, who's 9 months now, and he was in his stroller. It was a nice Sunday afternoon, and Mom was pushing him along. We were taking a walk with him. On the way home, the sun started beating down on that little guy. So I came alongside his right side and walked beside him and provided him shade the rest of the way home so he wouldn't get sunburned or uncomfortable. Our Heavenly Father, the songwriter tells us, is willing to do that for you. The song says that He is there to come alongside of us as our champion through any danger we may face. I am reminded of the old familiar line from Amazing Grace, "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." He's there with His grace. And the singer finishes by expanding the picture a bit now in the last two lines of the song. Now he's talking about not just this particular journey, but all of life. Life is a journey. He says, in fact, "The Lord will keep you from all evil." Does that mean that we're going to be trouble-free along the way? No, of course not. You and I know some days are dark. We need to lay this Psalm 121 alongside the Psalms of Lament when life is tough and we cry out. Or remember that line in Psalm 23, "They, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me." Because life has its shadowy moments, its valleys. Jesus taught us to pray, didn't He? "Deliver us from evil." We know, as followers of Jesus, that the life of faith does not exempt us from stubbing our toes along the way, or injuries, or illnesses, or accidents, or distress. But we have the assurance that none of these things can separate us from God's purposes in our lives, God's care for us. I like what Eugene Peterson wrote about this psalm in his book, Along Obedience. He writes, "All the water in all the oceans cannot sink a ship unless it gets inside. Nor can all the trouble in the world harm us unless it gets within us. That is the promise of this psalm. The Lord will keep you from all evil means no trouble you encounter has the power to get between you and God. He will keep your life." Jesus said one time, and talking about the Good Shepherd, "Nothing can snatch you from the hand of the Good Shepherd." And He's not just talking about a little journey now. He's talking about your whole life in Him. And the last line, wonderful statement. "The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. In all your daily comings and goings, God is keeping watch over you. You have His attention." The pious Jews, even today, as they leave or enter their house or a room in the house, touch this little box called a mezuzah. Inside of it, there's a piece of paper inscribed with Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, the great Shema, and they recite the last line of Psalm 121 as they depart from the room. "The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." Words of reassurance. God is watching. God is keeping me. Nothing will snatch me from His hand. All the way to forevermore, into eternity. It reminds me of another sojourner named Paul, who was an apostle of Jesus Christ, who did a lot of traveling as a missionary for Jesus. And he said that no perils along the way that we face, neither death, nor life, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's our good news. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who is the Creator, who is watching over me, who keeps me. Now, how does this apply to our lives? Well, first of all, it's a nice psalm to remember to read before you go on a trip, or to recite before the plane takes off. In fact, I would encourage you to memorize this psalm. Keep it tucked away in your heart. You don't always have a Bible with you, you know. When faced with some sort of a personal crisis, you need a reassuring word from God. Call on this one. But this psalm moves us toward a wider application. The whole of a lifetime of a person, the life journey we're on, is talked about in the movement of this psalm. In Christ, we are sojourners on our way towards our heavenly home, to our Father. And this psalm serves as good news for us and words of encouragement as we follow Jesus along the way. The church has picked up on this throughout its history. Interestingly, the church has used this psalm at baptisms in our Lutheran liturgies of the past as the journey begins with Jesus. In the Lutheran Occasional Service book, it's also used when ministering along the way to those who are addicted. We're told to use this psalm for people who need assurance on the road to sobriety, or facing any struggle for that matter, who need reassuring words, God is watching over you. For the final part of our life, it's of great use for us and comfort. In my research and study of this psalm, I came across a story told by Dr. James Lindbergh. He writes, a final scene which sets yet another way in which this psalm has functioned in the lives of God's people was told to me by a woman and her son. Her father, his grandfather, lay dying full of years after months of illness, and they all knew that the end was near. There was some anxiety as this aged traveler was about to set out on the final stretch of his journey. And in that moment of anxiety, like an Israelite anticipating the journey to Jerusalem, like countless brothers and sisters in the faith about to set out for somewhere, his daughter and grandson heard him repeat the traveler's psalm, which he knew by heart. I will lift mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. We use this at funeral services as we're reminded of the resurrection hope. In that final line, he watches over our comings and goings forevermore. I use it to reassure the widow or widower as they continue life without that spouse at their side, to encourage them to remember they're not alone as they continue their own life pilgrimage. Dear friend, life has its challenges as we take the trip through it. Its peaks and valleys, its smooth and its potholes along the way. Where are you looking for help in your journey? That's my question for you today. This traveler's psalm says there's but one sure place to find help. It's the Lord. It says trust in God. He's watching over you. Turn to Him. Surrender to His care. As I consider that opening question of the psalm, you see, looking to the hills, where does my help come from? I can't help but think of one hill in particular where an old rugged cross stands reminding us that this God loves us so much that He gave His Son Jesus Christ to die for us, to save us from our sins. And on the other side of another hill stands an empty tomb with the stone rolled away where God raised Jesus from the dead so that we might have eternal life with Him. He is faithful. Amen. My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth and rescued me through His Son, Jesus Christ, so that I might walk with Him and seek His help along the way towards my promised eternal home. He's with you, watching over you, holding you forever. Trust Him. If you're needing help, help is here. He's got His eye on you. So keep your eye on Him. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Creator and Redeemer, thank You for Your faithfulness and steadfast love. And thank You for the promise to be with us and to watch over us and keep us throughout our life pilgrimage. Lord, if there is anyone listening in today that's needing Your help, by the power of Your Spirit, use these words of Psalm 121 to encourage them and to strengthen them and comfort them and move them to turn to You in faith, knowing that help is here. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We pray our message today will help you trust the Lord to always watch over you on your journey through life. If you are uplifted by the messages of Christian Crusaders and would like to continue your support of this ministry well into the future, we invite you to consider including us in your estate planning. By offering an estate gift to Christian Crusaders, you are leaving a legacy that builds on bringing the gospel to Jesus Christ to thousands of listeners for many years to come. For more information on estate planning, please call our office at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. Or you can direct your gifts to Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. If you would like to hear a rebroadcast of today's inspirational message, check us out on the internet. Our website address is ChristianCrusaders, all one word, .org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing cost is always appreciated. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Or call our toll-free telephone number at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you chose to worship with us today, and we pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting the service was our speaker, the Reverend Steve Kramer, senior pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota. Christian Crusaders is now celebrating 80 years of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.